Good morning, Monsignor. I had a question about if our Blessed Lady said no when God asked her to be Jesus' mother. What would have happened to Mary?
Well, I mean, literally, God only knows. We can't do, we can't figure out hypotheticals like that because it has not been revealed to us. The beautiful, 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 wonderful thing is that she said yes. She said, "Fiat, let it be done to me according to thy word, according to thy will." You know, one of my favorite passages in all of the writings about Our Lady comes from Bernard of Clairvaux, himself a saint, Saint Bernard. And, you know, he has this wonderful reflection about, like he was there, you know, waiting for Mary to say yes, you know, and he's encouraging her, you know, don't be hesitant. Don't let your modesty and your humility keep in the way of saying yes. You know, he's kind of encouraging her to say yes. And then she says yes. And of course, all the angels and saints are, you know, praise God that, her yes to God's plan to become one with us. So all we can go on is the one world we have is the world where Mary said yes, and praise God that she did.
Yes, because I asked this question because in the morning I have coffee with four or five of us, and for some reason we got talking about religion. And someone asked that question. He was a Baptist.
Yeah.
And he asked that question.
Right. Well, yeah, we can only speculate, but that's, you know, I think sometimes there's healthy speculation that gets us somewhere. In this case, I don't think it would. I do know that whenever humans have rejected God and the things of God, God always finds a way for his will to be achieved. So, you know, that old adage made famous by Saint Mother Teresa, you know, that God writes straight with crooked lines, somehow God would still have worked his plan out. But, you know, his plan included Mary's yes. And you know, she gave us that yes.